It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9. As we continue on, I'm Walt Lindela, and joining me now on the line is Charlie Colton, who is a safety specialist with the Michigan Center for Truck Safety. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Thank you for joining me this morning, because we've been talking about a little bit the Michigan Center for Truck Safety here on the stations. And I'm curious, just kind of a basic question right off the bat, tell me a little bit about what the Michigan Center for Truck Safety is.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. We were established in 1988 through a grant from the Michigan Truck Safety Fund. There's a Michigan Truck Safety Commission that was founded in 88 to improve traffic safety here in Michigan, targeting commercial motor vehicles. And it's a two-prong approach. Part of the grant money goes to the State Police's Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division for enforcement programs, and we were developed to provide educational training at no cost to trucking companies, anybody that operates commercial vehicles, in both state and federal motor carrier safety regulations and all the different laws that affect trucking industry here in Michigan.
Now, I also know that there is somewhat of a component about this with in terms of also drivers of passenger vehicles. Can you tell me a little bit about maybe some of the trends we're seeing? Are there more? Are there less? Are there been pretty consistent amount of these accidents and crashes happening? And are there any trends to watch and why they may be in effect?
Yes, there has been a great change in trends. Passenger car traffic has been down. Now, commercial vehicle traffic's been up, and the crash rates have been up. And the reason why is the passenger car driver has become more aggressive out on the road, with traffic being down, especially during the quarantine period of COVID. The car traffic that was out there was driving more aggressively, and it has had a big impact on motor carrier safety out on the road.
We're talking with Charlie Colton today. He is a safety specialist with the Michigan Center for Truck Safety. Have you seen, Charlie, is there a time of year maybe that there are more crashes that happen than other times, and what are some of those factors as to why that might happen?
Yeah, there are. In 2020, the highest month for crashes is February. And it's there was two reasons behind that. On that, most is weather conditions. Of course, the roads are slippery then. Visibility is reduced sometimes because of the snow. And that's the biggest factor right there on why February is the worst, followed up by January. Mm-hmm. And probably the safest months out here driving around commercial vehicles tend to be April and May, seem to be about the least amount of crashes occurring.
Continuing on this morning, I'm Walt Lindelow with Charlie Colton, who is a safety specialist with the Michigan Center for Truck Safety. We're talking about passenger vehicle and truck safety and being safe out there on the roads. And Charlie, a moment ago, you were talking about weather conditions being a factor with maybe the most dangerous times of year with passenger vehicle and commercial truck accidents. But what are some of the more common causes that you see for these crashes in general?
We like to call those as no zone violations. People don't realize trucks have four large no zones or blind spots where the driver of the truck can't see any vehicles around them. And that's a leading cause for crashes between cars and trucks. So passenger car drivers will hang out in what we call the no zone. Then the truck driver can't see them. The truck will maybe make a lane change. And again, the car gets sideswiped or clipped. Another big thing is cars following too close behind a truck. You can't see ahead of you. The passenger's car can't see, so then the truck driver might have to make a sudden stop. And, of course, the only indication the car will have is when the brake lights come on the truck. And, of course, they'll rear-end the truck.
Right.
And then the third biggest area we also see problems is with passenger cars don't realize the truck has a large nose zone in front of the truck where any vehicle right directly in front of the truck can't see it. So a car will maybe at the last minute decide to make a lane change or exit the freeway, cut in front of the truck, and of course then gets hit by the truck. So those are probably the most common traffic crash causations between cars and trucks.
Well, what can maybe drivers of both, either motorists for passenger vehicles and truck drivers, do to help ensure safety on the Michigan roads?
Well, first you need to really understand the no zones around the trucks, the areas where the truck driver can't see. You have to learn the dynamics a little bit. The mobility of the truck is so reduced compared to a passenger car. So both the trucks and the cars need to learn to share the road better, to coexist out on the road. And we have a lot of programs available. Everything is free of charge, of course. We can provide educational materials on sharing the road, and we target both passenger cars and also a program for the truck driver themselves on sharing the road with cars. Driver Ed programs spend very little time teaching young drivers on sharing the road with trucks. So we can provide educational materials for parents on how they should drive safely around trucks. So that's been one of our big focuses.
Talking with Charlie Colton this morning, safety specialist for the Michigan Center for Truck Safety, how can people get some of these items? How can they find out more, maybe some of these guides to find out more about both trucks and passenger vehicles safely sharing Michigan's roads?
We have a toll-free phone number. It's 800-682-4682. Again, 800-682-4682. We have a webpage at truckingsafety.org, and visit our Facebook page. Just do a search on Facebook and type in Michigan Center for Truck Safety. That would also be useful.
That is Charlie Colton, who is safety specialist with the Michigan Center for Truck Safety. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have it posted at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the contact information so you can find out more about the Michigan Center for Truck Safety and how they can help educate you and all the drivers in your family. We've got much more to come this morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.